the Sportscast, May 27th, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all our channels, YouTube, Twitch.tv, Twitter, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. And if you're listening on Apple Podcast, you can leave a rating and a review, also on Spotify and Stitch. Also, visit our website, thesportscast.net, and you can follow us on Twitter, thesportscast1. A big sports week. It's probably my fourth show of the week, but it's because of the Champions League finale between Liverpool, my team, versus Real Madrid, who Francisco Flores is our guest, wearing the white jersey. How you doing, Francisco?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm excited for tomorrow. Super excited.
To explain, Champions League final is the Super Bowl of Europe. But I spoke to a Brit yesterday. He tells me, don't compare it to that. It's not really like that. I guess their FA Cup is the Super Bowl of Europe, whatever. which we won. I'm wearing red. Anyways, big final tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Big CBS. Two teams that are earning. I say the top three teams in Europe is Liverpool, Man City, and Madrid. Not in that order, but maybe in that order. Anyways, Francisco, what are your thoughts over this match tomorrow? A little brief synopsis on it.
Well, obviously, I'm excited that we're in the final. It's a big, big opportunity to seal the season off, for Real Madrid. Liverpool works super hard as well, but my heart is in Madrid, so I'm going to be super biased in this podcast. And obviously, with you being a Liverpool fan, it'll be the same way, I feel like, towards Liverpool. So it'll even out. So I'm excited for the match, and it'll be in France. And
in Paris.
I don't want Mbappe to be there, but if he's there, I'll have some words for him.
Yeah, before we start this preview, I want to get your thoughts over Mbappe turning down Madrid, which was rumored for the past year to go to Madrid. He chose Paris over Real Madrid. Apparently, the deal breaker was that Paris was going to give him some rights or some leverage on deciding who is the athletic director and manager. But what were your thoughts over these developments and what happened at the end?
He gave his word that he was going to come to Madrid. He's talked about it many, many times. Oh, it's his dream. It's his dream as a kid. You know, pictures of him have popped up on the internet of him wearing the Madrid jersey. And I think if he would have just renewed and, done a press conference, like, at a desk, like in a setup, inside of the stadium, the PSG stadium, I would have been fine with that. But the way that they did it after the match, he comes out and they like celebrate, and I don't know if you saw the video, but the fans, when they saw Mbappe coming out and then the president announced that he was renewing, they started chanting "Puta Madrid, Puta Madrid," and Mbappe and the president were just smirking, like they were just smiling like ear to ear. And after seeing that, I was like, all right, like that's it, Mbappe, you just ruined it. Like that was your chance. And I would have gave him another chance, right? If like I said, he would have just done a normal press conference. That was not a normal press conference. They wanted to make a big show of it and kind of rub it in, I feel like. And it sucks that he didn't want to make his dream come true. If it was his dream, I don't know if he was just using Madrid to get more money out of PSG, whatever he was doing. It all worked out in his favor in the end because he's going to get a lot of money and a lot of control, I guess.
A week.
Ooh, that's a lot of money. But yeah, if he gets a little control over, picking director, manager, then all I know is Pochettino ain't staying there as much as he says he's going to stay there.
Yeah, correct.
Mbappe ain't going to win no Champions League with him.
Yeah, Leonardo left, and I believe Pochettino's on the way out. They hired this guy, Campos, who used to be the Monaco director. And apparently there's rumors about Zinedine Zidane, the former French and Real Madrid player and Real Madrid manager, going to PSG as manager. Your thoughts on those rumors?
Zidane, no, he can't do that. He can't do that, especially after what Mbappe did. If he dipped out to PSG and then, yeah, managed Mbappe, no, that would be. I mean, I would still, because I'm a big fan of Zidane, manager and player. So, but he might go down one little notch in my book if he did that. But I don't think it's. I think he wants to do France, the international team, which obviously going into this World Cup, that's not going to be possible. But I think maybe lining himself up for after that, because it's a process, and who knows where we'll be in another 4 years from now for the next World Cup. But we do know that it'll be here in U.S., Mexico, and Canada.
Yes, where Mexico is a better team then. Florentino Perez, a big loss for him. How do you think he took it? You think he'd be okay, or do you think, hey, man, you know, you can't win them all?
I think he's going to feel, or he definitely feels disappointed and that he let the Madrid fans down, but I don't think he should feel that way because he tried his best. Ultimately, it was up to Mbappe to make the decision. And I think from what I heard, Florentino Perez would talk to Mbappe once a week leading up to the decision being made public. So I know they talk, and I know that there's been some back and forth even afterwards. It may just be rumors, I don't know, but the media says that Mbappe was pretty much, yeah, thank you for the opportunity. And Florentino was, he said, thank you for the opportunity. It was a dream to be able to not play, but I forgot what he said, but he said something along those lines, and like it was my dream, you know, to be at Madrid or whatever. And Florentino basically replied, they stopped you from, you know, fulfilling your dream, so you haven't lived your dream. And I think it was just kind of left at that. So yeah, I don't know. I think it was just the whole Madrid fans felt, I feel like, kind of awkward about the whole situation and slap in the face as well, and wasn't really expecting it, you know, like Mbappe's hand was basically there, and then PSG just came in at the last second and then popped their you know what out, and Mbappe just went for that.
Literally. Yeah. And you know, to be clear, Florentino Perez is the president of Real Madrid, so he makes the business decisions of the future of the club. Yeah. And signings. Real Madrid was also eyeing Erik Haaland from Dortmund, who went to Man City. That was an option, but they put all their eggs in Mbappe. Is this a lesson to be learned, Francisco?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. You know, having the player's word isn't you know,
not sufficient.
100%. You know, it's not enough until you get that signature. Then, you know, nothing's going to happen. Even then, you know, you could get a signature and then someone could rip that contract up and it's invalid, you know, after an agreement has been made, you know, because once you make it public, you can't go back from that, right? So, yeah, lessons to be learned, but I'm looking for the future, and the focus on all the players' minds is the final. So I'm super excited that the players are not phased by it, even though I did think that they were going to be, but the media did a pretty good job of, you know, trying to stab at the players and trying to get all those questions out, like all different types of angles, you know, how they always try, like to get the same, and you know, question in brought up, like, how do you feel about Mbappe? How do you feel about Mbappe? And the whole media wanted to know about how Benzema, how Modric, how, you know, whoever, Vinicius felt about it, but all the players said they were focused on the final, and so I'm happy, and that's why I'm excited for the game.
Yeah, kind of felt of a LeBron feel, but as Francisco said, the focus is the Champions League final tomorrow, Liverpool versus Real Madrid. Real Madrid came into the season looking like a side that was aging and in decline. However, La Liga title and a berth in the UCL showpiece has defied expectations. Few expected the side to get as far as it has in the Europe's top club competition, but there's just something about the aura of Los Blancos that has propelled them through an astonishing campaign filled with comebacks and late goals. They beat PSG, in the first round, round of 16. Well, first they finish first in Group D, and then they beat PSG in the round of 16, then Chelsea in the quarterfinals, then Man City in the semi, which was pretty, pretty close. Your thoughts on Real Madrid's run in the Champions League?
Well, they were all comebacks, all the PSG, Man City, Liverpool. And so that's kind of the only thing that has me worried is that it was all thing. We were all coming from behind. Right. And the final is one game. So there is another opportunity. And I feel like that's kind of how the players took the quarterfinals and the semis, that, you know, they got down because they lost the first match, but then, you know, all the heads lifted, chins up. Like, let's go. There's another game. So in this final, there's only going to be two halves. Well, that's all you got. And I think what motivates me the most, though, is that it's been a collective effort, right? Group effort. When they're not on, the players are calling on each other. The captain is, you know, telling everybody, hey, what are we doing? We need to focus. We need to, you know, play our game. And so that's what I like, that we are collectively playing as a team. And I think the biggest influence behind all that is Carlo Ancelotti, the manager. He's just top class, you know, manager, and also as a person, like, he knows how to interact with players. He's been doing it, you know, as a manager and as a player. You know, like, he's just always been that type of person, someone that people get along with really well. And he makes those connections between the players that, you know, maybe don't have a lot of things in common and, you know, need to get together, like defenders and forwards. You know, they're playing two different kind of games, but we have him, you know, attacking with Carvajal on the right side, you know, making crosses. You know, that's a defender going in an offense, because that opens up gaps in Liverpool's, you know, defense going into the game. And so basically, yeah, the team is playing like a team.
Led by Benzema, of course, the all-time leading scorer for Madrid. Liverpool, having a fantastic year. They had Virgil van Dijk in full motion this year, so it helped out a lot. They had a fantastic season. They did not win the Premier League last week. There were a point behind Man City. There were two instances that they could have won it, but it did not happen. Man City actually scored 3 goals in 5 minutes, which took away the hope. But Liverpool this past season won an FA Cup and the Euro and the Carabao Cup. And if they win this weekend, it'll be the treble with the Champions League. In the Champions League, they beat Inter 2-1. Benfica 6-4, then Villarreal 5-2. A little easier path to the final. But, Francisco, what are your thoughts over Liverpool's run in the Champions League, but also this past season?
I was not impressed. I figured that they would play not as well against the Spanish league teams. So Villarreal, I knew, would be a tough match for them physically as well, because Villarreal, that's the type of team they are. They like to pick at, you know, the players and get the emotions into the game going, and then doing fouls that are unnecessary. But, you know, little by little, they start kind of breaking down the players. And then as a team, they score goals that way. I mean, they took out Bayern. So that's a big, you know, accomplishment for Villarreal. But back to Liverpool, I think Virgil van Dijk, as you said, him being back has been a big, big help. But also the players they got over the summer, who was it, Konate, you know, helping back there as well. Just
Konate
coming in and, you know, just being fitting into the squad. Took him a little bit to kind of figure out the game, but I think he's up to speed now. And that midfield being led by Thiago, with that passing and his you know, ability to see the players that are making the deep runs or players that are waiting for that ball to get it out to Mohamed Salah. You know, they play their game, and I think in the end they're very similar to Liverpool or to Real Madrid, sorry. That once they collectively get on the same track as a team, offensive and defensive, they're kind of unstoppable. And you know, even though they can be down at times or look a little boring or not look like they're there, I think they're pretty similar teams. So I expect a pretty close game. And you know, we'll see. I have a question for you though. Are you a little bit worried about Mohamed Salah's fitness and condition and his minutes leading up to the match?
Yeah. So let me give you playing. Yeah, let me give you some background on that. Mo Salah, the forward or winger for Liverpool, tweaked something in the FA Cup final against Chelsea. I believe they took him out in the first half or near halftime, and they didn't play him in that one league match in the week. But he, yeah. but for the FA Cup. I know he played for like a half, I believe. I am concerned, though, we do have a good bench. As we got the addition of Luis Diaz this past January, which we spoke about before. It's been a great addition. It feels like a lot of the offense is running through him a little bit more than Salah lately, so I'm not too concerned. If Salah can't play, we have Diego Jota or Firmino to fill it in. But yes, Mo Salah is an X factor, to be honest. We do need him, but if we don't, I'm sure Jurgen Klopp is comfortable if they have to use a backup for Salah.
And don't forget about Sadio Mane.
And Mane, too, who's rumored to go to Bayern. So we do have options. Like, that's why Liverpool did so well this year, Francisco, is because they deepened their bench a little bit. They had to match up to Man City. They had to. And it's worked out. But I think Salah not being 100% is not going to be that bad. I think Luis Diaz could be an X factor once again for Real Madrid. I think you could put Luis Diaz and Benzema in that same type of player. They kind of changed the game a bit.
Yeah. I would put Vinicius in there as well. Change the game up.
Vinny.
Young Vinny, yeah.
So, yeah, go ahead.
So you're not worried about his – you think he's going to start?
I think he'll start, yeah. I think when Klopp – Klopp put him in last weekend. Actually, hold on. It was against not the FA Cup final. It was against Wolves. They put him in, and he did score. Actually, I think he scored. So I think he'll be okay. Not 100%, maybe 80, 90. He'll be like a Jimmy Butler. Type of fitness.
Jimmy Butler. Regardless, he's going to go. He's like, give me whatever shots you need me to take, and I'll go in there.
Exactly.
Was it his knee, or do you remember?
I don't know. I think it's his ankle. I don't think it's his knee. Ankle. I think it's a ankle or his can't be his calf. Hopefully not. But, you know, he tweaked it a little bit. But they haven't said much about it, which is football. They don't have to talk to you about injury updates or anything. Like the NFL, they disclose everything, I think, there, but not in soccer.
Yeah, yeah. They could also lie and say that he's done and then he starts.
Exactly.
He's going in for surgery and next day he starts.
So, the finale, the matchup, Francisco did mention they're kind of similar. You know, Liverpool's probable lineup is going to be Mo Salah, Mane, Diaz, Alcantara, Fabinho, Henderson, Robertson on the left wing, Van Dijk, Konate in the middle, Alexander Arnold, and then Becker, Allison. And then Madrid, Courtois, best keeper in the world, they say. Carvajal, Militao, Alaba, Mendy, Cruz, Casemiro, Modric, Valverde, Benzema, and Vinicius Jr. Francisco, the matchup here, is it going to be leveled? Is it who has the advantage?
I think it's going to be pretty even. Like I was saying, just because I think both teams are going to go in kind of reserved. like they always do, you know, kind of feel each other out, see how they're going to play. And then eventually someone's going to have to make a move. And whatever team gets risky first, I think that's where we're going to start seeing mistakes being made and some action, some goals, hopefully. In my case, I'm hoping for some Liverpool mistakes, obviously. I remember one time in league play, somebody said without mistakes, there's no goals. You know, that's usually what leads to a goal is a mistake of some sorts. You know, but with the amount of talent that both of these teams have up front, Liverpool with Mo Salah, Mane, and Jota or Firmino or Luis Diaz, whoever it is, and Madrid with Benzema, Vinicius, and Valverde or Rodrigo, whoever we have, you know, depending on the tactics. I think all those players on either teams have, you know, the potential and the talent to do something at the spark or the drop of a coin. So we're going to see a lot of things happening. I think the first 10 minutes or 10, 15 are going to be super boring. But then after that, as soon as the teams are like, all right, they're kind of playing reserve. We're playing to reserve. Let's go. Let's get out there and get a goal. I think that's where things are going to start happening. And so, yeah, it's going to be even match. But as soon as one team breaks and goes for the attack, that's where it's gaps are going to start opening and the weak points are going to be exposed. Because both of these teams, like I said, they're even because they're not perfect, right? Like these teams have taken losses over the season. You know, in the league, in their respective leagues that they maybe shouldn't have lost, you know, opponents in the lower league tables, you know, Madrid has done it plenty of times. Like I'm saying, but they're not perfect, either one of these teams. So I think that's why they're going to be super cautious at the beginning, because they know that there are things that they aren't going to be the best at, you know, throughout 90 minutes. So you got to conserve yourself as well for the whole game. And yeah, we'll see what happens.
Von Hall from Facebook says, "I'm looking for my 7th trophy." That's Madrid, right? Is he referring to?
No, I think he's Liverpool, right?
Liverpool. Okay, 7th trophy. I'll take
7th Champions League, right? Because I think Liverpool at 6. Yeah, because Madrid. This would be Madrid's 14th.
Von Hall also says, Mohamed Salah, we want gold form, you we boss. So gold form, that's what he meant. He also said, Mo Salah, we big and bad. And Desiree Cobby Jr. says, Liverpool will win. Let's bet, guys. How much would you bet on this game?
Is that guy sponsored or something? Did he come in here for that?
No. Bet 365 on this podcast right now. I'm kidding.
I would only bet friends, you know, people that I can.
Well, yeah, there you have the comments. Okay, so here's a cool insights. Liverpool haven't lost in 18 matches, but Real Madrid haven't lost to Liverpool in their last 5 meetings. 4 wins and 1 draw against Liverpool. That's a good sign. So, but these two have met about, I think it was 4 years ago, and that was the famous Sergio Ramos elbow to Mohamed Salah. No, not elbow. He pulled his shoulder down, and it ruined Mohamed Salah's shoulder. That took him out, and I think he barely played in the World Cup. I think I lost your audio. Yeah, I lost your audio, Francisco Torres. I mean, Flores. Can you hear me? Until Francisco figures out, we'll keep it going. Carlo Ancelotti's side.
Oh, how about now?
Much better. So
there we go.
So your thoughts over that last meeting that we both had, I would say, 3-4 years ago, right?
Yeah, I think, four years ago, 3 years ago. It was a while ago. Ramos up to his was up to his being his old self like he always was.
You miss him too.
A little bit, you know. Just a little bit, but you can't deny what he did. But what he also did afterwards, but hey, what can you do? Madrid, that's just the way they are.
Win at all costs.
I also feel like he kind of was done dirty by the club, so I guess I'll let him pass. But he did go to PSG, a rival.
And he hasn't played much there.
No, because he's done. Why can't they just say, oh, I'm done. I can't. I'm too injured. This injury is preventing me from playing anymore. Something. Anyways. Well, wait, what was the original question?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, you answered it. Like, you know, what were your thoughts over that last meeting? And, pretty much, things are different. But there's some players coming back that, was from that team, same for Madrid, from Liverpool. Salah was there, Henderson, maybe Mane was there as well. And, of course, I think all of the Madrid squad was there, minus Sergio Ramos now.
Yeah.
And Vinny. So,
okay. Was that the game where
it was right before the World Cup, 2018? Yeah, 2018. So 4 years ago.
Yeah, so that was when Bale scored the two goals, because correct, they went right off of
which
the goalkeeper.
Yeah, he was he was let go after that. He never came back.
Yeah, oh yeah, he was like crying after the game and he was like saying sorry.
By the way, can we possibly see an appearance from Bale this final?
Oh God, no. I was hoping you wouldn't say Bale throughout this whole streak. You had to bring him
he's up. He's still on
the squad. Yeah, he's still on the
squad. He's staying at that nice hotel in Paris.
Funny story, actually. So you know how when they arrive, wherever for the Champions League final, Florentino Perez, he's always greeting the players right off the plane, like shaking their hands and whatnot. And they posted the video on YouTube. And I think it was Vinicius. He goes up there and he shakes his hand. And you can see Bale coming in. He's the next guy up. And then there's a cut, right? And it goes to another player right after that. Skipped Bale and their interaction with Florentino Perez, because I'm sure he probably just either walked right by him and didn't shake his hand, or did something that they didn't like and didn't want to put in the video.
Yeah, and Bale, he's on his way out after the season, so tomorrow will be his last time in a match with Real Madrid, not playing, but possibly in the bench. So we'll see where his future stacks. I haven't heard any rumors, but I do know he wants to play for the Welsh team for the World Cup. So yeah, we'll see what happens. Yeah, he can play for Tottenham. I mean, hey, they're signing players right now.
Well, I'm just happy that he's gone. All right. Finally, take the money. Be happy with it.
And learn some Spanish.
go learn some Spanish. After he leaves, that would be hilarious. He learns Spanish after he leaves just to rub it in even more.
What's still Eden Hazard? You think he might come back around?
I mean, he says he's going to, but do I want him to? I don't know, man. He burned 2 years here, which as a, as a soccer player, 2 years, that's so much of your athletic, life that you have, I guess. I don't know what to call it.
That's like 4 years of life.
Yeah, that's like four years of life. And I just don't think we're never going to see that Hazard that we saw at Chelsea ever again. Like
his best days are behind us.
He had that plate in his ankle, right? Because he had surgery on it. They're removing it. That's what they just did. They removed that plate because it was just causing him more pain than it was actually fixing anything. So
interesting.
Yeah, he had the plate put in and screws, and then that was what was bothering him this whole time. That it just didn't feel right, and he would get subbed in and play, whatever. And it's because he's got that metal plate in his ankle, and it didn't feel like it just wasn't his body. I don't think was allowing it to feel comfortable and like kind of form. Yeah. And, especially as an athlete, it's like a metal plate. Usually, people can't even like walk. You know what I mean? Like normal, in regular civilians. Like he gets surgery on his ankle, and he's like, "Well, I'm just gonna be in." on my couch because it's going to hurt to walk. And these guys are trying to go full on sprints and turning, you know, going in one direction and turning the other direction. Like, so I don't think we're ever going to see that hazard. And so, yeah, I think it's better. It's best we just let him ride out his contract and then figure out whatever he wants to do after that, just like we do with every other player.
Everything is a risk. The goalkeeper back in 2018 for Liverpool was Laurius Karius.
Oh, yeah, Karius. Thank you, Karius.
Who is now playing – I don't think he has a job right now. Yeah, he's playing – wait. I know he's still Liverpool, but he's loaned out, I believe. So I got to check that out.
Thanks to all of them.
Anyways, no, yeah, he's with Union Berlin, but he's still on loan from Liverpool. So,
oh, what?
I know.
That's hilarious.
And he played for Besiktas most of the time, then Union Berlin. But hey, you know, he's getting paid something. So, all right. Final predictions for tomorrow, the Champions League, Liverpool versus Real Madrid and Stade de France, which hasn't had a final since 2007. And they had to move it from, I believe the original final was in, I don't know if it was Kiev. It might have been Kiev. So that's why they moved it to Paris. Yeah. So
they had to move it.
3 p.m. Eastern on CBS, Liverpool versus Real Madrid. Francisco, your final score and win.
Final score. All right. I said it was going to be a close one. So my prediction, score prediction is going to be a 2-1 win for Real Madrid. But it's going to be a late one. It's going to go 1-1 for 60% of the game. And then, no, wait, like 30% of the game. And then it's going to get real, real exciting and tight at the end. And it's going to be a stoppage time winner for Madrid just to seal the season off and make it and mark it in history as one of the greatest comeback seasons of all time.
A drive to the sunset. And who scores for Madrid?
Calling Madrid a comeback team, I guess. That's probably not really possible, and someone will probably argue till the end of day because of all the money that they have backing them. So, but the goals, I'm going to say a brace from Benzema, the one and only.
Okay, Benzema scores both.
Yeah, and Liverpool, it'll probably be just someone random, like a defender, like Virgil, off a header or something.
Yeah, Virgil probably had a good chance. I'm going to say Liverpool 2-1, but I do think it might go to penalties. If it goes to the penalty shootout, who wins it there? Who has the advantage for the penalty shootout?
Ooh, I think Madrid, just because of the experience. A lot of the players have already been there before. And I think goalkeepers, I'd say they're probably the same. But Courtois might have a little bit of an advantage.
I think he's better than Alisson.
Yeah, I think Alisson has a hard time getting to the ground, especially low. I think everywhere else he's
hard and low.
Yeah, he's pretty good. It's, except for when he's pairing and coming out. I think he's also not that great at that. but yeah, I think Madrid is just because of the experience. I mean, Benzema, we already know he's not going to try no Panenka. I know for that in the final, he doesn't need to do any of that. That was just a one time thing, so he would just take it nice in place like he always does. I mean, I guess see Benzema, Modric, Casemiro, Alaba will probably take it, and then either Carvajal, I would say, or Cruz if he's in, because Cruz and Modric get subbed out. Camavinga actually took a penalty and was pretty good as well. So yeah, Liverpool's. I would say Liverpool. The first three, Mo Salah, Firmino, or whoever is the front three. I would assume those are going to be the first three.
Takers. I don't think Luis Diaz takes penalties.
Yeah. So maybe not Luis Diaz, but everyone else is good. Firmino, Mane, and Mo Salah.
Henderson probably will be taking
Virgil down. Will probably take one.
Virg.
And Henderson. Leaving out maybe Trent?
Yeah, Trent Alexander. Correct. Well, there you have it. Either way, Francisco has Real Madrid winning it in relegation time and penalties if it goes there. And, of course, tomorrow is going to be a party, big match. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, don't you think Madrid, Liverpool, and City are the top three clubs in Europe?
For this season?
Yeah.
Or right now?
For this season.
For this season? I would say yes. Yes. If we went toe-to-toe, those three teams versus whatever other team, I think so.
They
with
should.
Be, I would say yes.
They should build the Super League around those three teams.
they. I think they were right. I think all those three teams.
Yeah, all of them. I mean, like the only one missing now was Bayern Munich, I believe. But yeah. Well, there you have it. Tomorrow, the final, 3 p.m. Eastern, CBS. Liverpool versus Real Madrid is going to be a delight, I would say. Francisco, what is the best way to reach you online if they want to bet with you personally for the game tomorrow?
Well, I guess I could take an online bet, maybe a little prepayment or something.
Friendly bet.
Friendly bet. Yeah, so best way to reach me is on my Twitter at FranciscoBCP. Send me a message and, you know, let's talk some smack. Talk some
and also
some banter.
If they're in the Oregon area and if they need a car wash, how can they reach you on that?
Oh yeah, I also have my own detailing business. It's called Flow Auto Detail in the Portland area here in Oregon, not Portland, Maine.
Portlandia.
Portland. Yeah, Portlandia. If you're out here in the whatever, Tualatin, Beaverton, Portland, like I said, Tigard area, hit me
Eugene.
Up and Eugene, no, that's too far south, way too far south.
From where that's duck country.
Like, yeah, it's like 3 hours from here from where I'm at, maybe more.
Yeah.
It's pretty deep from here. But yeah, you can follow my Instagram for the detailing. It's at Flow Auto Detail. All the information is there, and we can get you set up with an appointment to detail interior, exterior, your vehicle, and we'll leave it looking like new. That's my promise.
Yeah, and especially, you know, if you want to roll into a bar or a restaurant and watch the game, your car has to be looking good.
Yeah, because you know what happens afterwards.
Exactly.
You go to the club. Exactly. Can't be rolling around to the club in a dirty, dirty car.
Exactly. Tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern, Liverpool versus Real Madrid. I got Liverpool winning it. They got to win it. I think there's more pressure for Liverpool because they didn't win the league, and just winning the FA Cup in Caribou, it doesn't look good. And in England, either you win the Premier League or you win the Champions League, right? It's one of the two. And they got to win this one. The pressure's on Liverpool, I believe. Madrid is playing for that loss against for that loss of Mbappe. That's what they're playing for.
Yeah, exactly.
We could do without him.
We're gonna show him. Look at what you missed out on, what you're going to miss out on.
With 36-year-olds, you can follow us on the Sportscast 1 on Twitter or thesportscast.net. And, of course, you can follow – we'll be live tweeting the match, actually, tomorrow during the game. So we'll see what we can find and what happens, and we'll see if there will be a naked person running in the field. I'm sure there will be in Paris. Anything can happen there, right?
It's going to be a crazy PSG fan somehow getting in.
Exactly. You know, the Stade de France is not like Champions League standard. Like, they just moved it there. But I thought, like, they should, you know, a couple of games there every year.
That's why it's not, it's never been held there since 2007.
Because it's not as big as, like, the Bernabeu or the Wembley Stadium.
So it's capacity? That's the only thing?
I think it's a capacity issue. And
that's
and
hilarious.
Also,
I did not
also, also, they're picky with, like, you had to have, like, certain amount of press conference rooms, too. They're very peculiar with that. Like, you have to have, 11. Tottenham is built for that, by the way. Tottenham has a Champions League.
Oh, now they do.
Criteria, yeah. So, anyways. But, yeah. Oh, before we go, really quick, your Premier League summary. What'd you think?
Well, it was exciting. I was happy that it came down to the last game. It's always a great feeling, you know, when it comes down to the last season. And I'm playing Fantasy Premier League, so I was there with the app, you know, refreshing on the last day, trying to figure out whether I was going to get first, second, or third. Yeah, it was a fun season, and Man City and Liverpool fought it out to the end. And regardless of whatever team won, I didn't really care.
Yeah.
I just thought it was great that they made it exciting. And Arsenal losing out on the Champions League spot was hilarious. And Spurs getting it was also definitely hilarious. Got to give it up to Conte, though. He made it work somehow. He made a clutch run at the end of the season. Son always not getting the recognition he deserves. Oh, it's always Kane. But Son was the one who was scoring day in, day out, and assisting. And to me, he was one of the best top three, I would say, players for this season of the Premier League. And whatever City, Liverpool players you want to put above him, I guess you can. But to me, Ronaldo was the best overall this season.
As long as Raul Jimenez didn't spoil the party for Liverpool. I was
right.
So, for Wolves. Well, there you have it. Thesportscast.net, The Sportscast 1. Enjoy it tomorrow with friends. I'll be going to a bar tomorrow watching it. And hopefully red is painted in Paris.
It's going to be white. All white.
Well, Francisco, thanks for coming on to The Sportscast.
Thanks for having me.